Welcome to Dr. Joy's podcast, where the focus is bringing joy to your life. Our mission is to provide you with enthusiastic, research-based topics that will help you be good to yourself and, of course, bring joy to your life. Now let's dive into the topic of the week. Hey, you, BGTY Nation. Are you ready for today's topic? It's all about being worry-free. Well, are you worrying today? Is it a big worry or a teeny tiny worry? Whatever it is that got you in this state of mind, set yourself free. This episode, Living a Worry-Free Life, is just what you need. So come on, let's dive right on in. BGTY Nation, how do we live a worry-free life when there is so much around us that make us worry? Worry is defined as anxiety that is upon us from actual, meaning present or now, or potential, meaning future, problems. Sometimes this anxiety of worrying can become chronic to the point of disrupting your entire life. Don't get me wrong. Everyone has worries. I know that. But according to a help guide I was reading, worrying can make you take action or solve a problem. On the flip side of that, is when that so-called normal worrying or everyday worrying gets to be too much and it interferes with this thing that's called life. What I want you to get from this episode today is one, everybody worries. Two, are you able to recognize excessive worrying? Three, how do you deal with worrying, but in a positive way? Four, can you tell worrying to hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more? And five, the last thing I would like for you to get from this episode is, how do you live a worry-free life? So listen to these stories and see if you can relate to them. Julie jumped in her car, backed out of the driveway, sped off trying to make it to meet a client on time. As she was approaching the interstate, her phone rang, and it was a coworker relaying the message that she needed to make sure she had a copy of the final project to give to the client. Julie quickly said, "Okay, I got this," and got off the phone. Julie didn't have the hard copy. She just told her coworker she did. The appointment with the client was at 9 o'clock. It was already 8:20, and it would take 45 minutes to get to the client. Did Julie begin to worry? Second story. Tom was furloughed from his job 3 weeks ago. His boss stated that when you are furloughed, you will not get paid for a certain period of time, but you still have to come to work. Tom was upset. Tom did not tell his wife that he was furloughed. Payday is today. What will Tom do? He has a wife and 3 kids to support. They live paycheck to paycheck. But today, no paycheck will come. Can you relate? Is it something to worry about? And third story, Kimber opened the front door to her home and entered. She sat down the bag she had and suddenly she heard a loud noise upstairs. She knew her husband was home because his car was in the driveway. she called out to him, "Honey," and ran up the stairs. As she approached the door, she noticed suitcases and clothes everywhere. Kimber asked her husband, "What's going on?" And he only replied that he didn't want to be married anymore and he was leaving. It was nothing that she could do to stop him. These examples are everyday worries. Every day, somebody will run late and rush to get to their destination. Every day, someone can be or will be furloughed from their job. It's happening right now at the federal level here in the United States. And every day, unfortunately, a relationship will break up. Everyday worrying preoccupies your mind. You can't sleep, you daydream, you talk to a friend about it in order to figure out what's the next step. Worrying, it can be so emotionally draining. It's the human side of us that worries. No matter how big, no matter how small, that's okay. Because everyday worrying, this is normal. Life throws us curveballs. We deal with whatever the problem is, and then usually we move on. Karina Wolf wrote an article in 2017 about the 11 signs of everyday worrying. I will leave the link in the show notes if you want to read more in depth about the 11 signs. But as I was reading the article, three signs stuck out to me. The signs that I thought that you would recognize right off is if you had an everyday worry. One, what you're worrying about eventually goes away. Two, if you can manage what you're worrying about. And three, if you are worrying, only focus on the things that you can control. So if you do those three things, then that is a sign that you are experiencing everyday worrying. Again, the first one was, what are you worrying about? And if you're worrying about it, it will eventually go away. The second one was, if you're worrying, you can manage what you're worrying about by putting some things in place. And then the third one was, only focus on the things that you can control. Only worry about the things you can control. It's other signs to know that you have everyday worrying. Just click on the link in the show notes under details if you listen through Apple Podcasts, and it will send you straight to the article about the 11 signs of everyday worrying. Your everyday worrying, though, it can turn into excessive worrying. You have to be able to recognize this. And I think that's where so many of us go wrong. If you're having heart palpitations that are making you feel as if you're having a heart attack or an anxiety attack, you are beyond everyday worrying. Can't sleep? Well, a simple toss or turn for one night or maybe two is okay. But when you close your eyes and all you see are those worrying thoughts and your breathing is very short and you are anxious, you are beyond everyday worrying. Excessive worrying, according to the help guide I was reading, is when you worry and it becomes persistent and uncontrollable. This type of worry interferes with your daily life and experiences. Excessive worrying can lead to other bad habits. So if you're worrying, you're having all of these signs that it is excessive, you can start bad habits like substance abuse. You cannot solve problems like this. Excessive worrying also affects your physical health. You can suffer from insomnia, headaches, muscle tension. I remember when I worried myself so much one time that my back just broke out in hives. I didn't know what was going on with me. I just couldn't believe how my back had just totally changed. I went to the doctor about it. And of course, he said, you're having anxiety. You have things on your mind. That is why you are experiencing these hives on your back. When I stopped worrying, that is when my back went back to normal. Your mental health is so important as well. But worrying can make you feel out of control. It can make you have anxiety. It can make you become a loner. Your attitude about things changes and you become irrational or you become depressed. If it's not you, just think about a friend. Are you seeing these signs? That means that they are having worries excessively. So what do you do? How do you deal with worrying in a positive way? My number one go-to strategy to deal with worrying is prayer. Spiritually speaking, I truly believe in God, and I know that if I cast all my worries on Him through prayer, calmness will come, an answer to help me will come. It won't come when I want it, but when the time is right, it will come. Psalms 55:22 says, cast your cares on the Lord and He will sustain you, and He will never let the righteous be shaken. This is a verse that I think about when I have worries. This next verse, from Proverbs, my mom drilled into me as a young adult, also into my sisters, and she still uses it today with us when we're upset. And this verse is, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. Comes from the Bible, Proverbs 3:5-6. That's my number one strategy. Everyone goes through seasons, and how you cope is going to leave you with the peace you will need and the peace that you will desire. Another strategy that is very useful is counseling. When you're going through excessive worrying, seek counseling. Many people hate this strategy. Many people hate this strategy. When you even mention go to counseling for whatever you're dealing with, oh, I don't want to go to counseling, or counseling is a taboo. However, why not let a third party hear your thoughts? Let that person give you their expert opinion as to how to deal with the issues. Why not do that? I've used a counselor at on many occasions, and boy, did I love going to my weekly sessions. I looked forward to it. I could truly open up and not be judged about how I felt. Now, don't get me wrong. The counselor did help me at times know that my opinion was not right all the time. And the counselor showed me how to deal with that and deal with the issues that I was having at the time. So this is a good strategy to use. Most insurance under mental health will help with the cost of that. Graham Davey wrote an article for Psychology Today that gave 10 tips to manage worrying. We all worry. And to be frank, we usually know how to manage it. But sometimes we need a little help with that. So I will leave in the show notes this link on about this article from Graham Davey to help you understand how to manage worrying. Hit the road, worry, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. What you say? You heard me right, BGTY Nation. Let your worrying hit the road. It's a hard task. I know it is. You can't just say, self, stop worrying, and it happens like magic or the snap of your fingers. According to the help guide, I was reading when you try to tell yourself to stop worrying, it backfires. Why? Because the very thing you are saying not to do, you are thinking. You hear it, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. Worry, don't come back. Just think about when you want to remember to pick up something from the store, how you can repeat it over and over again. Say you wanted to pick up some rice. You will repeat the word rice over and over and over again. Same with worrying. If you say, self, don't worry, well, guess what you're going to do? You're going to worry. So how do you make worry hit the road? Occupy your mind with things that makes you happy. Exercise, meditate, just to name a few. It is a process. How do you live a worry-free life? Well, go back to season 1, episode 1, when I first started. This episode was called Starting with the Person in the Mirror. Know that you have to accept the things you cannot change. I have done this. And it is a beautiful thing, and it's a wonderful feeling, and you can do it too. That's one way to live a worry-free life. Some worries are recognizable and solvable, and some are not worth your thoughts or your tears. I was reading my book titled Words That Matter by Oprah Winfrey again. And then I came across a quote in one of her chapters that was called Aha Moments. I think this quote resonates with what we are discussing today. It says, quote, breakthroughs occur when you suddenly see something on the other side of the clutter or worry that you desperately, vividly want not to worry. So let me give you an assignment. Ask yourself, What is on the other side of your clutter? Your worry. Or are you ready to embrace it? Meaning, let it go. Are you ready to let go of that worry, to be worry free? Because the skills it takes to get organized are simple. Beyond that clutter or that worry, I promise you will find the space and the time to fulfill your dream. You'll find the time to be worry free. And that was a quote by Julie Morgenstern. I just inputted worry in there so you would actually get what I was saying and how this quote resonated with this topic today. Be worry free. Live a worry free life by being around people who you can count on. Having that small circle of friends that you can talk to when you're having that down moment is so, so important. Be worry-free by meditating, reading, writing, journaling. These activities can give you the breakthrough you need. Seek out counseling. I'm telling you, seek it out. Having that third party just listen to you, you can live a worry-free life because that person helps with that. Or seek out medical help. Sometimes you do have to go to the doctor. Let them know that you're having these worries. And sometimes they have to give you something to help you. That's okay. No one's judging you. The only person's judging you is you. Tony Bennett was also quoted in my book, Words That Matter, in that same chapter, Aha Moments. He stated, I was going through a divorce and my personal life was a mess. My friend Duke Ellington, who happened to be in town for a concert, had heard I was alone. I opened the door to find one of the greatest surprises of my life. There was a choir singing on a clear day, you can see forever. For years, this kindness from Duke lifted up my whole life. It showed me that no matter how bad things seem, there are always people in this world who care about others. That is the revelation that changed my life. I shared this quote because I want you to BGTY, be good to yourself. It's so important that you bring joy to your life. Even though we have those everyday worries, or sometimes those worries that can seem like forever, remember the resources that were mentioned in this podcast. Bring Joy to Your Life podcast with me, Dr. Joy. I only want the best for you, the BGTY Nation. I hope you enjoyed this episode and find it useful. Share my content with others. You never know what you are sharing, and you never know if it will make a difference with someone else or make them feel happy or have a smile on their face. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Dr. Joy's Podcast. I try to send positive words out 3 to 4 times a week, usually on Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, and maybe a Saturday. As always, I say to my BGTY Nation, and if you are listening to this podcast, you are a part of the BGTY Nation, Be Good to Yourself Nation. I say, this was a great conversation, and I will see you next week. My famous word, BGTY. Thank you for listening to Dr. Joy, where she is always bringing positive vibes, research-based topics, and helping you to bring joy to your life. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and don't forget to leave a positive review. See you next time with Dr. Joy.